Welcome to Recreate Your Life, Morty Lefko's weekly podcast. Discover how you can transform the quality of your life. Find out simple ways to change and make that change last. Learn how to eliminate limiting beliefs. Discover how to become the person you've always wanted to be and live the life you've always wanted to live. Each week, one of the keys to change is handed to you. This is Recreate Your Life with your host, Morty Lefko.
Hi, this is Morty Lefko with podcast number 25. This is October 26, 2010. Are you a victim? We all know people who are victims. People who view their lives through the filter, it's not my fault, they or it did it to me. When you understand what the feeling of victimization really is, where it comes from, and how it affects people, you will discover that it's even more widespread and debilitating than you might think. The primary source of feeling like a victim is the feeling of powerlessness. And because we don't like feeling that we are powerless, we tend to blame someone or something for causing that feeling. So we feel that we're a victim of circumstances or other people's actions, and we can't do anything about it. Being a victim is experiencing yourself at the effect of something outside yourself. Thus, the single most important belief responsible for the feeling of victimization is, I'm powerless. Other beliefs that could underlie this feeling include, I'll never get what I want. People can't be trusted, and life is difficult. Why feeling victimized is so debilitating? The reason feeling victimized is so debilitating is that it undermines your ability to do anything about your situation. If you're having difficulties in any area of your life, such as relationships or money, and you experience yourself as powerful and in control of your life, you can devise a strategy to improve your situation. And if one solution doesn't work, you can learn from your experience and try again. But if you have a victim mentality, in other words, if you feel powerless to affect your circumstances, you are likely to feel that the world is doing it to you and that there's nothing you can do about it. That's why this is one of the most devastating problems you can have. If you have any other problem but see yourself as responsible for your situation, you have the ability to look for and implement a solution. If you have the problem of feeling victimized by life or other people, you are less likely to look for and implement a solution because you feel you can't do anything about your situation. Most victims can be identified by their conversation, which consists of a lot of woe is me and it's not my fault language. However, there is also the stoic victim. Such people do not complain and keep a stiff upper lip, but underneath they experience a sense of victimization. Such people frequently don't even let themselves know how they're feeling. So victims are not just people who speak their victimization, but also those who have that experience underneath the veneer of confidence and everything's okay, it really is. Typical characteristics of victims. Here are a few other important characteristics of victims. People who are victims usually don't see that the only thing in common between all the people and situations they think have been victimized by is themselves. Victims usually are people you can't depend on because they deny responsibility for their actions. They're quick to blame other people and situations for anything that doesn't work in their lives. Victims don't have resilience, which is the ability to quickly bounce back after being knocked down. Victims generally are passive. Victims generally are angry at the people or events they think have done them wrong. And underneath the feeling of anger is almost always the feeling of powerlessness. Successful people are rarely victims. One might be a victim and may still make money in rare cases, but usually it would be difficult for victims to be successful. To be successful, you need to learn from your mistakes and try again. Victims are, by definition, people who did not acknowledge responsibility for their actions and who blame outside forces. So if you're a victim or know someone who is, what can you do to help yourself or the other person? Fortunately, the source of this problem is similar to the source of almost every other problem, your beliefs. Reality and other people are not causing you to feel like a victim. Your beliefs are. Get rid of the beliefs that cause the problem, and the feeling of victimization will disappear for good. Please share on my blog, MortyLefko.com, any comment you have on my thoughts about victimization. I'd love to hear from you and get a conversation going. And if you haven't yet eliminated at least one of your limiting self-esteem beliefs using the Lefko belief process, please go to recreateyourlife.com where you can eliminate one limiting belief free. And finally, to purchase a DVD program that I guarantee to help you significantly improve your confidence and also eliminate several other major day-to-day problems that most people face, check out recreateyourlife.com/store. Natural-confidence. That's recreateyourlife.com/store natural-confidence.php. Thank you for listening, and tune in next week for podcast 26. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Recreate Your Life, Morty Lefko's podcast. Subscribe at iTunes or sign up at MortyLefko.com to receive each week's podcast, where you can leave comments about these podcasts. To eliminate one limiting belief free, go to RecreateYourLifeFree.com. And to have your questions answered about how to live your best life, join us on our Facebook page, Recreate Your Life.